We both have established Irish Unity working groups, mainly to take views on constitutional change and basically to scope the impact and changes needed for this region. Last week, both groups met for the first time as part of our joint work and planning. That was essentially really the logical progression, that local representatives would come together on both sides of the border to refine ideas and bring focus, you know, to the ideas around reunification. And I suppose local councillors, we are the first rung, I would say, on the democratic ladder, where people can voice their views to us and in turn bring the discussion on reunification and to the public discourse, which ideally will play a crucial role in shaping opinions on how New Ireland will look and feel. So it was a very important meeting that we had, and we look forward to having these meetings going forward in the future.
There is an old saying that all politics is local, and I suppose when it comes to discussing major constitutional issues, at some point in those discussions, however far in the future they may be, local issues are going to come into it, and people in Donegal may have different priorities to people in Strabane, who might have different priorities to people in Derry, and maybe now is the time to get all those little things discussed and ironed out so that some form of joint approach can be taken.
Yeah, as I'm a proud Strabane man, and my father was a proud Lifford man, and Strabane and Lifford were separated by the bridge, but we've got more in common, you know, than we think. Like, I've ken on both sides of the bridge, but we don't want to be in a situation like we found with Brexit, that it was all thought out, it wasn't planned properly, and we saw the symbolic outcome of Brexit and all the implications that it had for the island of Ireland, and we were kind of lucky in a sense that we were able to avail of the framework that kind of, and in essence, we have an economic United Ireland. So it's important that we have those discussions now, whether that referendum is in 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, that we examine all aspects of what a new Ireland will look like and all the functions of that. So when it comes to the time of a referendum, people will be in an educated position to make an informed decision on their future.